is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for more.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and flying co-pilot with me this evening, and also bringing us the news a little bit later in the show, as she always does, is our goddess of the airwaves, Miss Annie DiRiso. And we have a really exciting and informative show for you this evening. An old favorite of the show, Brandon Turbeville, will be with us in just a couple of moments. Brandon has written a book on Syria. He has now become what I think is the resident expert on happenings in Syria as well as Egypt. And we're going to talk about the planned destabilization of that region and what it ultimately means for you and I on how we live our daily lives, and there are dramatic implications for American citizens. And in the last hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Virginia Farber once again, and Virginia is quickly establishing herself as being an expert on ELFs and the dangers of electromagnetic radiation, but we're actually going to venture in a little deeper as to what's going on some of these college campuses. Over the past 2 weeks, I have uncovered information myself with regard to certain MK Ultra type of experiments going on and resurging that program back on our college campuses. Virginia is finding the same things, and we are going to compare notes. So we have a really exciting show for you tonight, and we would like you to be a part of it too, and we will open the phone lines a little bit later, and I'll give out that number now so you can have it ready when it's time to call in. That number is 1-800-313-9443 to be a part of the show. And I think we have Annie with us now. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dave, and ready for any takedowns.
Well, I should mention this, and my thanks to Rob Pepino for having me on his terrific show Friday evening on Revolution Radio. And through the course of the conversation, as we started to talk about the good Senator John McCain, my communications with Rob were disrupted on three different occasions, and I was on a landline. And Saturday, the good people at SGT Report interviewed me, and quite a lively interview, actually. These guys do a great job over there, and my thanks to them for having me on. I'm glad to say we did not have any incidences on that particular show. So, Annie, let's keep our fingers crossed. As you know, I've taken certain precautions as best I can, and we have had rather smooth sailing the last several weeks, knock on wood.
Well, and I'm sure it'll hold together tonight.
Well, let's hope it does. And Annie, you got quite the lineup of news items. Just to tease the audience, there's some things that you're going to hear tonight that if you have not had your ear to the ground in the last few days, you probably don't know about. And I'm just going to use that as a little bit of a teaser. And I was really quite shocked in a couple of your items, Andy, but we're going to leave that as a mystery for the moment. And I believe we have Brandon ready. So let me tell you about Brandon. And he's no stranger to people who have been listening to this show for the 5 years that we've been on the air. Brandon is an author out of Florence, South Carolina. He has a bachelor's degree from Francis Marion University and is the author of three books, Codex Alimentarius, The End of Health Freedom, Seven Real Conspiracies, 5 Cents Solutions and Dispatches from a Dissident, and he has published over 200 articles on a variety of subjects. You can find his great articles on my friend's site, Michael Edwards at Activist Post, who does just a terrific job. And it's my pleasure to welcome Brandon Turbeville back to the Common Sense Show. I think, Brandon, for the fifth time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe so. Thanks for having me back on, Dave.
Well, it's always exciting to have you on, and you have written some of the more poignant things with regard to the Middle East. But before we get there, I was neglectful in one thing. Brandon, I want to give you credit here, and I don't think you have received enough credit, for the good work that you did with Katerina Jelevich in helping her overcome that corrupt child protection service, as they call it, guardian ad litems in Utah, and help bring that to a relatively successful conclusion. Let's just take a moment here and update the audience on briefly what happened and where that situation lies now.
Yeah, well, essentially what happened was that Katerina was falsely accused of sexually abusing her child. This is the way it works in Utah and many other places, is that you can essentially just claim that someone is sexually abusing a child, their child, and it's taken away. The child's taken away without any means for recourse, right? You can fight it in the courts, but you have to fight it later on that the child's taken. And she was fighting this lengthy battle. There was a guardian ad litem whose name was Amber Reuter. She was placed in charge of the child, or as the, well, guardian ad litem basically means that they were in charge of someone who couldn't speak for themselves. And Katerina went through all kinds of different levels of treachery on the parts of the court and on the parts of the guardian ad litem's office. I mean, even the CPS offices, DPS is what they call it in Utah, but even the DPS agents and the special sex abuse investigators were saying that Katerina was absolutely not guilty. It was, you know, categorically untrue that she did these things. Yet still the court kept siding with the guardian ad litem and the ex-husband against all logical evidence. The family court continued to side with these people and kept Katerina and her son separate. And this went on several times. She got him back one time, and then immediately another allegation was made, and they came and took the child again. Katerina actually did have some success, right, in terms of the court and of the situation. The guardian ad litem, Reuter, is no longer in her position. She's no longer with that office. She's been let go. So that's the victory. But unfortunately, Dave, this situation continues. And I'm not really at liberty to speak at this point, and maybe we can in the future, but I wish I could report that everything has gone fine and that she's got her son and everybody is living happily ever after, but unfortunately that's not the case, and it doesn't seem to be the case with many people across the country who are going through this.
No, I'm having the same frustrations with Stacey Lynn being reunited with her son, Jaden. She hasn't seen her son, and I'm going to take a guess here. I believe it's about 8 months. And here's a woman who was accused of nothing. So you're right. This does go on all across the country, and we just continue to fight the good fight. We got just about a minute and a half before we go to break, so let's introduce the topic of where we're going tonight, which is Syria. You've written a book, so quickly tell the listening audience a little bit about what motivated you to write the book, and then we'll pick it up on the other side.
Yeah, well, the book is called The Road to Damascus, The Anglo-American Assault on Syria. And essentially this book was the result of my following the situation early on. I got into this shortly Well, as the Libya situation was reaching a crescendo, the Syria situation was starting to take off, and I started following it then and started putting these articles out. So there are a lot of articles in the book as well, but a lot of other connections and dots are being connected in the book. It's 566 pages and over 900 citations in the book. So if you really want a good grasp of what is happening in Syria and how it started and what the history surrounding it is, then I'd recommend that people pick that book up.
When is it available now for distribution?
It is. You can get it online. You can go to my website, brandonturbeville.blogspot.com, and you just click on the Books tab, and it'll take you right to the bookstore. You can also search for the title or my name at thebookpatch.com and pick it up. You can also check falseflagpublications.blogspot.com as well, and the books will be listed there.
In about the 30 seconds before we go to break here, we're going to break now. I guess we missed our cue here on the music. Anyway, Brandon, sit tight. We'll pick it up on the other side, and I want to talk to you about false flag attacks, Syria, and the chemical weapons and all that. Stay tuned.
Kevlar Infidel Body Armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, here we are on the Common Sense Show, coming to you live on RBN as we do every Sunday evening at this time from 9 p.m. to Central. And at Central Time, our special guest is Brandon Turbeville. And Brandon, just as kind of a program note here, and we'll just share this right on the air. I do written communication back and forth with our producer during the show, and our communications going into that last break were delayed by a minute, and I know we sent it on time. I did not hear the bump-out music, so we could be in for a long night. But That's why we have Annie. Say hi, Annie.
Hi, well, I'm still here. I didn't hear the music either.
Yeah, exactly. Annie DeRiso is our news director, and her news segment will be coming up and after Brandon leaves us. And Annie will be here to pick up the pieces should I be taken down. And that has happened before, so we are prepared. Anyway, Brandon, as we were going into the break, you were talking about some of your motivations here for jumping into the Sirius situation. And you know, actually, just to kind of lay a contextual background, as I look at Assad, and I'm not in love with the guy, but as I look at him and I look at some of the reforms that he's brought to Syria, as far as Middle Eastern nations go, it's a fairly moderate nation, isn't it?
It's absolutely a moderate nation. First of all, I would point out that a lot of people, the mainstream media is intentionally conflating Bashar al-Assad with Hafez Assad. That's this Assad's uncle, right, from earlier times in Syria. And there are legitimate reasons for things that happened under Assad, the elder. For instance, they will always reference a massacre that took place in Syria years ago where Hafez Assad ordered the slaughter of lots of people, right? But this was actually a Muslim Brotherhood uprising that he was putting down, not exactly just mass slaughter of innocent civilians. And then we got Bashar al-Assad, who is actually seen as a reformer. This is not someone who really should be seen as the new Hitler, as John Kerry would pretend that he is. This is a guy who is a reformer in Syria. And, of course, the reforms never come as fast as you'd like. I mean, certainly Syria was no utopia beforehand, and there were some heavy-handed aspects to it. But you're right. This there are a series of reforms that were coming through, and of course, there are other issues like the fact that Syria had a government-owned central bank, and they were largely resistant to Anglo-American powers. These are the types of things that get you on the hit list very quick when it comes to geopolitics.
Well, that's an excellent point, because I go back to the takedown of Gaddafi in Libya, and he thumbed his nose to the African Union. He thumbed his nose to the Bank of International Settlement. He wouldn't play ball, and they took him out. And you're saying that you think there's something similar, and there's a parallel there with Assad.
There's a parallel with Assad in that sense. There's also the fact that he was closely aligned with Russia, was not aligned with necessarily with the Anglo-American powers. And, of course, Syria is a stepping stone to the larger battle, which is Iran, which itself, is, in my opinion, is only a stepping stone to Russia. And this, to me, is the end game, right, to have a confrontation with Russia and China on one side, and the North American powers and the Western European powers on the other, and everybody else caught in the middle. This, of course, would be a confrontation that would be of the nuclear variety if it were to take off, or at least has the potential to be, because Russia is armed with nuclear weapons, as many as we are, and this is not something that's just going to be a war necessarily over there somewhere, you know, if this takes place between the United States and Russia. And it really does appear that the writings of people like Brzezinski, who talk about the grand American chessboard, are coming true, you know, that Syria is nothing but a stepping stone to Iran, which is itself a stepping stone to Russia. And that's not a game that I personally would like to play.
Nor would I. How much do you see as the petrodollar being at the core of all these conflicts?
You know, I rarely see a situation where there's just one reason for doing something, but I really don't see the petrodollar as that big of an issue. Of course, it does play a role. It always plays a role, but I don't really see that as being one of the most significant reasons for going to war or military action in Syria.
Well, I'm sure you're aware that Iran is selling their oil for gold to China, Russia, and India, and bypassing the fact from the Bretton Woods Agreement that the rest of the nations of the world would have to automatically come and purchase Federal Reserve notes in order to purchase oil.
Right, and there are rumblings of that happening in other areas as well, especially with the BRICS, the countries that
yeah.
you mentioned, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. these are the nations that are representing a resistance, a global network of resistance to what I can describe as the Anglo-American establishment, which actually goes much further than just the Anglo-Americans, but for our discussion, the Anglo-American power. So yeah, there's Iran is doing that, and several other nations are doing that as well. So it seems to be the system, the American dollar being the world reserve currency, is on its way out.
Well, yeah, so it would seem, and I think actually too, the globalists, the international bankers, they want this to happen, but I think they want it to happen at a time of their own choosing, and not have their hand forced by Iran by undermining the Federal Reserve. I mean, if we lose the reserve currency aspect of the dollar, we'll see hyperinflation like no one's business.
Yeah, you will, and there are solutions to that. And on the terms that we have now that we could do currently, but just speaking on the Syria issue, the push for war has definitely increased, I guess, in the last couple of weeks. It's decreased a little bit since the Anglo-American rug was jerked out from under them with the chemical weapons agreement between Russia and Syria and the United Nations. But over the last several weeks, and just as soon as my book came out, actually, is when Kerry was giving his hysterical, frothing speech about Assad being guilty of chemical weapons usage, even though Kerry admitted that we didn't know there were chemical weapons used. I mean, it's a very reminiscent of Colin Powell in 2003, all of the supposed evidence that John Kerry has presented to the United Nations and to the members of Congress and to the American people. Is this evidence that is non-evidence, right? It doesn't exist. We have evidence, but we're not going to tell you what it is. We have it in secret. Just trust us.
Yeah, exactly. It's so because we say it's so. And what really disturbs me about this whole situation is just the illogic of accusing Assad of using chemical weapons. Why in God's good name, when he's involved in a civil war that's a stalemate, why would he do the one thing that would give the U.S. a pretext to enter the conflict and tip the balance of power?
Right. Why? And yeah, exactly. Why would he do it now? I mean, he's winning. Early on, you could say there was a justification, right, when the death squads were actually overrunning Syria. But he's been winning, and it looks like if he's left to his own devices, given till the end of November, that, or maybe even early November, that the death squads will be largely wiped out of Syria, and they can begin to rebuild and have somewhat of a normal life. Of course, that is not, in my opinion, going to be allowed to happen without a fight, because so many of these death squad agents, these actual participants, have been committed to this. It's, Assad has significantly reduced the amount of death squad participants in the last few months. I mean, he's done more to stop terrorism than anybody else in the world. But yeah, exactly. Why would he use this when he's winning? Why would he do that at the exact time? Remember when the chemical weapons in Ghouta went off?
Let's hold that thought right there, Brandon, because we're going into break, and we come out, we're going to pick that up right there. And hold. I want you to hold that, because I want to come right back to that as soon as we get back from these messages. Stay tuned. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
We are back. This is Dave Hodges, and I am the host of the Common Sense Show, and flying co-pilot with me is our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso. Our website is thecommonsenseshow.com, and it continues to grow by leaps and bounds. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter, so make sure you go there and like us and stay in communication with us using that great social media. Our guest, our very special guest, is Brandon Turbeville, who's written a book about what's going on inside of Syria. And as we went into the break, Brandon was talking about motivations for use of chemical weapons. Brandon?
Yeah, I was discussing the Ghouta attacks of August the 21st. And keep in mind, there's been several instances of chemical weapons usage in Syria over the last 2 years. And every single instance has pointed to the death squads, the rebels, not Assad, right? I mean, we have ample evidence of this, and we can get into that in a second as well. But just reference to this Ghouta attack, which has been the source of all the propaganda for military action with Kerry's crazy speech and the positioning for actual military action. So we have, as we mentioned before the break, the fact that Assad had no reason to use chemical weapons because he's been winning, but also the timing of the detonation of these weapons, right? Just shortly after the UN chemical weapons experts reached Syria to investigate other chemical weapons attacks, that's when the chemical weapons go off. Now, if Assad is known for his cleverness, right? So unless he took a stupid pill that morning, this would be an absolutely ridiculous time to do this, right? And it was also right down the street from these guys. They were only a few miles from the area where it took place.
Exactly. You know, and the thing about Assad,
You're right. They portray him as this brutal, stupid Neanderthal dictator. The guy's actually an ophthalmologist by training.
Yeah. And also, I would point out before we even go any further is that the mainstream reports would have you believe that Assad is of a minority Muslim sect that is sort of a religious fundamentalist government, right? That he's actually the religious fundamentalist who's oppressing everyone else. And this is couldn't be further from the case, right? If you look at Syria, Assad is an Alawite, and that is a minority sect, but the government is entirely secular. The government is made up of Alawites, Sunnis, Shia, Christians. There's a whole big mix of all of these different religious groupings all throughout Syria. These people have lived together in harmony for years and years, all right? There's no real animosity between the different Islamic sects and the Christians or the Alawites or the Druze or anything like that. This is a secular society. They're seeing, up until the last few years, they had not seen the people that we're seeing now, the rebels, the religious fundamentalists, the fanatics. So it's important to understand that too. But just in reference to these specific attacks, we had several chemical weapons experts come out and say that the whole situation was incredibly suspicious that Assad would use that. I mean, we had Charles Lister from IHS Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center, right? That's the analysis center that is that usually has pretty good information. And Charles Lister, he even said that this is very suspicious, that it is not logical that Assad would use these chemical weapons. We had BBC security correspondent Frank Gardner say the same thing, that it was suspicious. We had two Swedes. One was a Swedish diplomat, and he was actually a weapons inspector, Rolf Eckhaus. Right, he stated that it was suspicious. Åke Sellström, who was actually leading the UN inspection team, that's something that's not put out on television. Right, the guy who was leading the weapons inspection team even said that this is highly suspicious and hardly believable that Assad would use these chemical weapons. Russia too has spoken out about this. But it's important to look at where that information was coming from, right? Where did we find out? I think the reports now have finally gone up to, 1,400 deaths in Ghouta as a result of these chemical attacks. Well, where did those numbers come from? They came originally from activists say. That's the key phrase that people should recognize. Activists say 1,400 people have been killed. Or 500 people have been killed, whatever. What does that mean, activists say? That means death squads say. That means we're getting our information from the rebels, and we're reporting it as fact. Activists say Assad killed 50 people on the street. So CNN reports Assad killed 50 people on the street, and their sources are always activists say. So anytime you hear that or see that, ignore it. It's bunk. Just forget about it.
Well, anytime you hear CNN, I mean, Amber Lyon, former award-winning journalist from CNN, said she was offered by the CIA money to cover some stories and not others, and this was a common event with CNN. So it's not just activists say, CNN, or what Annie like to call the Communist News Network, says. So, yeah, good point well taken, Brandon.
Yeah, you could also call it the Comedic News Network, too, because they had, remember, Syria Danny. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Syria Danny was supposed to be a Syrian rebel. He was one of the democracy-loving, peaceful protesters. He was not a religious fundamentalist or anything. And he would call in to CNN, and he would do reports live on the ground as the evil Assad was shooting at him and his poor secular, trendy friends. And he would do these reports. But unfortunately for CNN and Syria Danny, the camera was rolling as they were coordinating the gunfire for the stage prop. Right, and the camera's rolling, and he's coordinating the cannon fire and the gunfire, so it will all look dramatic when he talks to Anderson Cooper. And this is all available on YouTube. You can just go click on Syria Danny Exposed or something like that, and you can see the raw footage where he's actually coordinating all this stuff before he goes and talks with Anderson Cooper. It was entirely staged. The guy was not even being shot at. It was just staged. So that's how good the CNN reporting actually is.
That's why their numbers have gone from prime time of 10 million down to 400,000.
Yeah, and they should.
Yeah.
400,000 too many. The the early reports, too, also came not only from the activists from the death squads, but they were repeated by Al Arabiya. That's the news station that's owned by the Saudi royal family, right? This is hardly an impartial party in this situation. The Saudis are very much involved in the destabilization of Syria. So it comes out from Al Arabiya. It goes from death squad to Al Arabiya. Then it goes on to CNN and NBC and CBS and all this other stuff and Fox. And then it goes from 300 deaths to 1,400. So just to point that out, I would take anything that comes from Al Arabiya in that context with a grain of salt. So the actual evidence, by the way, we also have Dave Gavlak. I don't know if you are familiar with this, but he's of Mint Press. Now, Dale Gavlak of Mint Press, and he's not a fly-by-night organization. The guy was actually a reporter for AP, and he just owns his own press organization. And he actually was in Syria and got reports from the death squads themselves that they were admitting they were responsible for the chemical weapons attacks, right? And they admitted this, and the report is up there, and people can go look at it. I've linked to it several times. They even said that where they got the weapons from, it came from the Saudi prince Bandar bin Sultan, right? We know him as Bandar Bush because he's so close to the Bush family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these weapons, according to the death squads that admitted these things, were supposed to go to people like Jabhat al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, right? That's what they are. And, you know, we also have plenty of videos. Again, I've linked to these. You can go online and look at them. And you can see these rebels. Not only mixing chemical weapons, right? There's a famous video where these guys make a YouTube video where they're testing chemical weapons on rabbits. They do this. There's two different videos where they put a sarin gas into a tank and watch the rabbits die, and then they say scary things over silly jihadist chants and corny music. And there's also videos of the rebels firing chemical weapons. We can watch them. They're putting the chemical weapons on the end of the missile and then firing the missile. This is all recorded, right? This is absurd to say that Assad did it. It's absurd to ignore this evidence. It's right there.
Even more disturbing to me is these stories. And do you subscribe to the notion that the CIA is supplying Al Qaeda, who in turn is joining in and helping to supply their Syrian rebel allies with chemical weapons, with weapons to attack, say, Christian villages and towns where they execute everybody? Are you finding those same things in your investigation?
Absolutely, but I wouldn't just say that it was necessarily going from al-Qaeda to these organizations. The difference between al-Qaeda and different terrorist organizations is very, very thin, right?
Yes.
They're all part of the same mechanism. Some may actually say that, yes, we're part of al-Qaeda, we love al-Qaeda. Others may not go that far, but they're all the same. They're all of the same ilk. They all exist because we fund them, because the United States, Anglo-Americans send them money and arms and training and direction and coordination to keep them together. We have a... Yeah, I hear the break coming up.
That's okay. We'll hold it right there. When we come back, I want to explore this a little bit more because I want to link this back into American politicians and what it says about them and their treasonous ways. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Brandon after a word from these sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Well, this is indeed the Common Sense Show, and I am Dave Hodges. Our special guest is Brandon Turbeville, and you only need common sense to follow the line of reasoning that Brandon is setting forth with regard to the fact that Assad did not perpetrate any chemical weapons attack. It's simply another false flag operation, one in the long line of the history of this government covering the past 12 years. Brandon, here's what really concerns me. McCain made a statement here in Arizona, and I don't know if this went national, but I know it was here local. And John McCain said, "We have let our Syrian rebel allies down." He may as well have been saying, "We let Al-Qaeda, who I and the administration says did 9/11, we let them down." What's that say about their level of treason?
Yeah, what's ironic, too, is that you can see, well, it's not ironic, it's just disgusting, but you can see John McCain, when he went to Syria to cavort with the death squads, you can see him in a picture with Abu Sakkar. And if anybody doesn't know who Abu Sakkar is, there's a video that's available on the Internet that you can watch where Abu Sakkar cuts the heart out of a Syrian soldier and eats it for the camera. These are the people that John McCain likes to hang around, albeit maybe Abu Sakkar, maybe slightly better than Lindsey Graham, but still.
What's it like having Lindsey Graham as a senator?
Yeah, I was just about to say, what is interesting is that you're in Arizona and you have John McCain, and here I am in South Carolina with Lindsey Graham. It's really a shame. I would like to apologize to the world for the fact that we produced him and have allowed him to have any kind of semblance of power and be anywhere other than a mental institution. So it's pretty embarrassing.
Well, I could say the same thing about John McCain. In fact, he's responsible for launching my broadcast career, as I've said so many times, because he tried to steal my property and that of my neighbors for his famed Canamex Corridor Highway, which was part of the Central American Free Trade Agreement. So thanks, John, for the assist. But the thing is that I look at with these two, particularly Lindsey Graham, he made a statement that I just find the most incredulous statement I think I've ever heard a politician make. And he said, if we don't hurry up and attack Syria, we're going to have a nuclear device go off in Charleston Harbor. Was he implying that Syria had the ability to deliver a nuclear weapon right to his home state?
Well, he was saying that Iran would do it. If we don't attack Syria, that Iran would blow up a nuclear bomb in Charleston Harbor. And ironically, at the same time, or conveniently at the same time, there was a nuclear warhead that was transferred from Texas that came to South Carolina. And as far as I know, nobody knows where it's at now. So it's interesting. Lindsey Graham is quite the inadvertent whistleblower, right? Because he brings this up about the nuclear warhead in Charleston Harbor just as this warhead is getting transferred. But remember, at one point, we only thought that there were like 180 innocent people that were killed by drones, and thanks to Lindsey Graham, we found out that it was a few thousand. So he's quite the inadvertent whistleblower, so I guess it's the only good thing he's ever done. But notice when Lindsey Graham says, we need to attack Syria, who is this we? Is Lindsey Graham going to attack Syria? Is John McCain going to attack Syria? No. They're going to send us to do it. They're going to send the poor, the middle class, the working class. They're going to go over to fight in Syria. Not John McCain or Lindsey Graham. They're going to be quite comfortable in the Capitol making new laws to ruin our lives. People need to really realize that these people do not have our best interest at heart, especially John McCain and Lindsey Graham. What's interesting to me is that had I gone off and cavorted with al-Qaeda, I would be in Guantanamo right now for providing material support to terrorism. Right? John McCain has clearly done that. There is no debating that he's given material support to terrorism.
Well, no different than Prescott Bush during World War II and his support for the Nazis. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I look at this whole situation with Syria, and I have one fundamental question for you. I've had military people tell me, Pentagon types tell me, that we first must occupy Syria before we attack Iran because that's a blocking move with using our missile batteries established in Syria that could keep the Russians from flowing into the Middle East and interfering in our plans. What do you think about that assessment?
That sounds accurate to me, and that's why you would also cut off a strategic route. I mean, it's linked. The two are linked with Russia, right? So you cut Russia off at the knees, essentially. Yes, they're allied with Iran, but you present this barrier, as you say. So I would say that they're pretty much on the mark, from what I can tell.
Yeah, one of my sources is a retired general, was in the Pentagon for a while, and lives here in the Phoenix area. And he and I correspond by phone probably once a month, so the NSA is probably well acquainted with us. But that's precisely what he said. He said, without Syria, there'll be no attack on Iran. Well, he said, we could launch cruise missiles at them, and we could bomb them from the air. But he said, we could not expect to really do anything of a significant nature. And earlier you said, and we glossed over that because I thought we'd return to it, you said that they had decided they wanted this, meaning the conflicts we're discussing tonight, to end with a nuclear confrontation. My first question is, who were you implying is the they?
Well, I was replying and meaning the Anglo-American powers, right, which one could interpret to mean much more than that. I guess the global elite would be a better, more accurate term. But you can even go back to older writings And I know that this letter is called into question whether it's true or not, but whoever wrote it had a very, you must have had a crystal ball when the alleged letter between Pike, Albert Pike and Mazzini mentioned a third world war that would eventually bring a one world government, right? When there was a, there would be a conflict between the three religions, because between the Islamic and the Jewish worlds, and that the Christian world would come in on the side of the Jewish world. So this is exactly what we're seeing, a major conflict that would, if it takes place, would absolutely exhaust the entire world and would provide a platform for a world government-style system to emerge, and a system that would be anti-religion, or at least anti-traditional religion. You also have writings by people like Brzezinski, who's slightly more subtle with it, but writings like The Grand Chessboard, like I mentioned before, where he describes the geopolitical pivots of the Middle East and Eastern Europe and the Balkans and so forth. So you see how these regions are so important when it comes to geopolitics. But these things have been discussed a long time ago. And, you know, if you look at, again, I go back to the Pike-Mazzini situation. If you look at a world which has been exhausted by war of a nuclear style especially, then, you know, what is going to be the response, right? Religion, nationalism, how has that served us? It's only brought us war. That's all it's ever brought us. So why don't we do away with both and just create one? That is the system that is supposed to come out of a conflict of this manner.
That stunningly sounds like the final chapter of Agenda 21, which is available on UN.org.
Yeah, it's very similar, right? This is something that the UN Agenda 21 would play right into that, into our new habitats, our stack 'em and pack 'em dwellings, and our controlled living situations. So, yeah, and you can see that popping up all across the country. I see it everywhere I go.
Well, there's no question that Agenda 21 is becoming pervasive at the local level since Obama and his predecessors couldn't get it in lock, stock, and barrel at the federal level. So we are seeing it. But I think there's hell to pay, and we're going to have to explore some of these issues on the other side, like how serious is Russia about starting a nuclear war over Syria. I think they're very serious. And would they attack the mainland United States? I think there's a case that can be made for that. And what will China's role be in all this? And, Brandon, I'm sure you've considered every one of these issues, haven't you?
Yeah, and it's really hard to tell, you know, exactly what would happen. A direct attack, mainland attacks, are possible.
Well, I'll tell you why I think that. We come back from the break. We're going our top of the hour break. You're going to have about 5 or 6 minutes. You can get a Coke. When we come back, we'll explore these issues, and we'll also open it up for phone calls. Stay tuned, everybody. And we'll be back in just a few moments.
John Stepp.